Have you ever asked yourself, what is my purpose in this life? You're very fortunate if you have found what you love to do, or you have that clear vision of who and what you want to become. For me, I thought I have finally decided what I really want to do. I thought I'm ready to settle down, work on it really hard, and be committed. Then one lazy morning, I woke up and asked myself again, where am I going? Am I even at the right track? I suddenly lost enthusiasm. Why is life had become so mundane and meaningless? To be honest, this is not just the second time I questioned my life's purpose. There had been countless times over the years of my existence. It's my constant struggle to get back on my feet and find the direction where I'm headed. For how in the world a person would ever set a journey and has not arrived to his own destination? I cannot deny the fact that I have great inclinations on transcendental matters. When it comes to difficult questions like this, especially on life itself, I seek out God, whom other people might see it as only quote-unquote religious. Well, it is far from religious whenever I contemplate the truth in God. As I always put it, God is God. He remains who He is. He exists, whether the people believe Him or not. Mysterious as God is, as a spiritual human being, I still find my connection in Him instantly. Convinced that God, whom I call my very special friend, can give me such wise counsel, I read a passage in the sacred scriptures, meditated on it, listened to what God had to tell me, and asked Him more questions. There are real things I wouldn't dare to ask any people around me, for if they're not at the same disposition as me, I would look like more of a big question mark. I have a hard time explaining myself to others, so I usually adopt to them and that I wouldn't look weird. Asking God more questions, of course, did not give me a lot of answers from God. It would be so scary if God did really whisper literally on my ears. He speaks in various ways, and usually, for me, I knew so well that in my realizations, after all my complaints, opinions, and queries, He would reveal me His truths, His answers. I have come to a conclusion that the ultimate goal of this life is God Himself. I acknowledge that all people have different stories of life, whether it's dull, complicated, dramatic, or exhilarating. The bottom line is, what are all these lives for? When we eventually die, what's next? My choices of trying to live with purpose may vary from time to time, but I would always be guided to align myself to such one ultimate goal. That is then what matters most. I had to constantly remind myself that to make sense of this life is to live at the present and to arrive in the ultimate destination. God, who is love, who is truth, who is just. Who has created us in His image and likeness.